Welcome back to JR Morning. As we head into Christmas, all eyes turn to the sky, from last-minute travel plans to wondering whether we'll see snow on the ground Christmas morning. And, of course, there's one very important traveler keeping a close watch on the weather, too, Santa Claus. What kind of conditions will he be dealing with as he makes his way around the world? And what does it mean for us here at home? To help us kind of break it all down, we're joined by Paul Gross, former meteorologist, WDIV TV Channel 4, with a look at the Christmas forecast and Santa's route. Paul, good to talk with you again.
Well, how are you guys this morning? I was at the Lions game yesterday. I'm surprised I even have a voice this morning.
Oh, I know. I'm sure you were screaming like everybody else. That people at home who didn't go probably don't have a voice this morning either.
We tried. We all did our best. We made it loud in there, but it was a tough ending. That was for sure.
Yeah. Before we even talk Santa, let's kind of set the scene for us. What kind of Christmas weather are we shaping up for at home here?
Well, in terms of everybody's worried about travel weather, that's really the biggest thing. And as you just heard on the forecast, we have some light snow, light freezing rain coming in today. We're not looking for much of any accumulation or anything like that. This is very light stuff, but the road crews should be able to manage this stuff in pretty good shape. So people that today, it's just a matter of last minute shopping, and some people are traveling, of course. But
yeah.
We should be able to navigate this. You just have to use a little extra caution because the untreated roads, your neighborhood streets and maybe an untreated side street, things like that, could get a little slippery today into tonight. But then we get into a couple of dry days tomorrow, Tuesday into Wednesday. We're looking pretty good. And then here again, I'm talking about locally right here in Southeast Michigan into maybe just the general Great Lakes region. We're looking at a Wednesday night into Christmas Day system that could, again, be similar to the one today with some light mixed precipitation, maybe changing over to some rain. So we're gonna kind of watch the overnight Christmas Eve into Christmas Day thing with a little system coming through. And then things look pretty quiet as we get into this coming Saturday for people coming home after Christmas. Sunday, a cold front comes through. It looks like a pretty good cold front comes through this weekend, back half of this weekend on Sunday, with some pretty cold air that could make it all the way down to the Gulf Coast, actually. And so we're going to get windy and cold for this coming Sunday into next Monday.
So no white Christmas, Paul?
I would say not likely unless, and we've seen Christmas miracles before here, if that Wednesday night system can give us a dusting of snow to wake up, just to wake up to Thursday morning, and then it can melt at some point, but that's our only hope. We have that system coming in Christmas Eve overnight, and if that can just get into a little bit colder air, maybe that could give us a little dusting that could be a little Christmas miracle for us. We've had a few in the past, but more often than not, we get disappointed.
That's all I need, just a little bit of a dusting.
The dusting works.
I can do that.
I don't want to have to break out the snowblower to get out of my house to go at all everybody's Christmases.
And that is true. You don't want to wake up Christmas morning to people snow blowing.
No.
It's just,
it ruins the vibe, Paul.
Yeah, that doesn't sound good,
Oh, man. Are there any problem spots along Santa's route? How is Santa going to deal with this? Maybe he takes a helicopter.
Just give us the world weather, Paul.
Well, I have not looked at Europe and Asia and all that, but I will say here in the United States, we're going to have kind of a developing for Christmas, kind of a west to east jet stream. And, Santa, just like when we go on a plane and we fly somewhere, you like to have a nice tailwind.
Yeah.
And so my projection would be that Santa would come down the west coast of the United States and then generally come eastward with that strong jet stream. And so I think the reindeer, obviously you want to go as efficiently and make it as easy as possible for the reindeer. So they want to go with the jet stream, not against it. So it's going to be, I think, more of a west to east than east to west thing this year. And by the way, that strong jet stream is going to bring in some potential travel trouble to the west coast. If any of you are traveling to the west coast this week, particularly in the which I'm looking at the model right now, is we get into the Tuesday night overnight time frame into looks like waves of these things coming in into Christmas Day. So they're going to be getting a lot of rain on the West Coast. So that's really, I think, the biggest potential for travel trouble is going to be the West Coast Tuesday overnight through Christmas Day. And then also that cold front I mentioned this weekend down south. Is also there's some showers and storms are going to extend from the Great Lakes all the way down to the Gulf Coast. So on that Sunday time frame, there could be some showers and storms to deal with. But we've seen a lot worse. We've seen massive, massive snowstorms and things like that have really disrupted travel. I just don't think we're going to see that this week on a large scale thing. And by the way, I know skiers are always asking me, you know, when be able to ski. Well, that cold front that comes through on Sunday, that's going to bring in a lot of lake effect snow, a lot of wind and lake effect snow. So I think between Christmas and New Year's, we should get into some skiing weather up north that should help us out here too.
Paul Gross, we appreciate you always coming on, giving us the 411 on the weather. And Santa's going to be good. I think we'll be good as well. And thank you so much for being here. Have a great holiday. Merry Christmas.
And listen, happy and merry everything. We have Festivus, we have Christmas, we have Kwanzaa, and Happy New Year. So happy everything to everybody.
Right. See
Same
you, Paul.
To you, Paul. Same to happy you, Paul. New Year, too.
Yep. See you guys.
Oh, man. Well, you know, the weather forecast is it's big around this time. People are traveling, like he said.
Uh-huh.
People are going different, you know, places. And, you know, you got to make sure Santa is able to, you know, get those
he always
toys
does.
For Jake. And, you know,
he always does.
He makes a way,
seems
doesn't
like weather's
he?
Not an issue for him.
So Jake is 7.5,
uh-huh.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
And we're getting questions this year. Like, I'll give you one that he gave me the other day.
Okay.
He said, Dad, do the reindeer come inside? And I was like, no, why would the reindeer come inside? They're on the roof. And he's like, well, how do they eat the carrots? Because for
you
every
put
Christmas
the
Eve,
out.
We give Santa his cookies and milk,
uh-huh.
And then we leave some carrots out
yeah.
for the reindeer. And I was completely taken aback by this question, not expecting it.
Okay.
And I said, well, so Santa comes down the chimney, he brings all the gifts, he has a snack, then he takes the carrots up to the reindeer,
okay. Yeah.
And then they eat whatever they want, and uh-huh. Then Santa brings the rest down, puts it back, and then goes back. And he's like, what? That doesn't make any sense. I'm like, that's what Santa does.
And I was following you there. But, you know, like, take the carrots up to the reindeer.
Because there's always some carrots left over. Eat all the carrots.
I wouldn't say that.
What you need to do is leave the carrots outside
there
for the
go.
Reindeer.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Look.
Or
mistakes have been made.
Completely remove the carrots. They've been fully eaten.
They've been fully eaten. Well, it's funny because, again, like the things that he's specifically remembering.
Okay.
Right? Like I wouldn't have thought that that's something that he would have eaten amongst all the Christmas festivities on Christmas morning.
It shows you that he's questioning, right?
Yes.
Yes. That there's inquisitive thoughts here
uh-huh.
that are rattling around in his head. He's like, why would he bring them up and then bring them back down?
It's
and
like
then
a
to
really
go back-
good question. He should be a journalist.
Listen, these kids now, the questions that they ask, man, something different.
Well, again, here's the thing, is you spend so much time being like, you know, they're like, how does Santa get down here? You're like, uh-huh. He just comes down. And they're like, totally. Like, and then you get to the point where you can't do that anymore.
Right.
Like, now I'm like, okay, what other angles do I have to think of here? What other things do I have to make sure that I can relay to him properly?
Yes.
That isn't crazy.
Uh-huh.
Like Santa go up and down and up and down and up and down.
It's too many trips.
It's too many trips.
He's just looking out for Santa.
It's too many trips, and he's like, Santa's already exhausted. Why is he doing all of this?
Oh, my goodness. The new Final Four logo reveal. We'll talk to the Detroit Sports Commission CEO of Local Organizing Committee for the Final Four next on JR Morning.